Shalom, my precious brethren. Welcome back. We are continuing on the topic, Guard Our Hearts. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you once again for bringing us back. May your Holy Spirit teach us today to guard our hearts by the renewal of our mind. May you take the preeminence and let your Holy Spirit lead me. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Today, we are going to touch on how the renewal of our mind will affect our heart. What is the connection between the mind and the heart? What affects one affects the other. If we are too often anxious, worried, and stressed, our heart will also suffer stress-related disorders. Become mindful and we will be healthier as well as happier. A healthy heart contributes to a healthy brain if it is able to supply enriched blood to it. Stress, often termed the silent killer, can actually increase our chance of heart diseases. Long-term stress also takes a toll on our overall mental health, leading to anxiety and depression. Therefore, to maintain the health of our hearts, we also need to guard our mind too. How can the mind be weakened? Mainly through the three vices: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Ephesians 2 verse 1 to 3. And you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. At water baptism, we can enter the water as a dry sinner and come out as a wet sinner. If we do not live a sanctified life thereafter, the old man has to be buried when we are baptized. A Christian will be transformed from within by the renewing of his mind. This transformation is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. In Brother Andrew's sermon titled, But I Have Prayed for Thee, our Lord Jesus prayed for all his disciples. Yet Peter was not used by Satan, but Judas Iscariot was. Why was this so? Because Judas Iscariot allowed Satan to use him. This is possible as his mind was weak and filled with unholy lust. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Here, Apostle Paul is asking us to be changed and to be transformed, to be a living sacrifice to God. We should not be conformed to this world and its influences. Unbelievers are naturally conformed to the world. You can find it in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. As believers, we no longer belong to the spirit of this age. We have been delivered from the power of darkness and is translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. Therefore, rather than continuing to conform to this world, we have to be transformed by having our minds renewed. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. The reason why non-Christians do not respond to Christian truths is that they cannot discern spiritual truths. The gospel is a call for the unbeliever to repent of his sin and embrace Christ by faith. The Greek word of repentance means carrying the notion of a change of mind. What we know in our minds to be true forms a conviction in our heart of that truth, and that conviction in our heart translates into action. Therefore, we must first renew our minds. The only way to replace the error of the worldly way of thinking is to replace it with God's truth. And the only infallible source of God's truth is His revealed word, the Bible. Transformation from the renewed mind comes as believers immerse themselves in God's word. As Jesus prayed to the Father, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." You find in John 17:17. "If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Cast all your care upon Him, for Jesus cares for you." The above is the best antidote for the mind to be renewed. Seek those things which are above. Cast all your care upon Christ. The following are some of the ways that can help in the renewal of the mind. Study the Word of God. Fast and pray. For this, we have to have a disciplined schedule to do them, not as and when we desire. The next way is find time to reflect on and evaluate your mind and heart to see what the thoughts and desires are behind your words and actions. Be sincere with your evaluation. Why is King David a man after God's own heart, despite the many mistakes he made in his life? This is because he was sincere with God. He repented and accepted whatever punishment God meted on him. He reverenced God. He never passed judgment on God's anointed. Therefore, King David was able to tug at God's heartstring. Another way is act quickly when lies and evil thoughts start to come to your mind. Be quick to go on your knees to ask God for forgiveness and seek His guidance. We can go to our pastor or elders for counseling. We can also request prayers for our weaknesses. Still another way is to learn to reflect and question ourselves at times. In Psalms 42, verse 5 and 6, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquiet in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me." Learn to be still at times so that we are able to hear the still small voice of God. How do we know our mind is in good health? By looking at the fruits of our thoughts. Are they the same as the fruits of righteousness in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. In conclusion, I would like to remind ourselves that it is important to guard our heart. We need to guard our heart diligently, for from it flows the spring of life. I want to take this opportunity to thank Brother Andrew Peary and his team for hosting this platform and for giving me the opportunity to share for this whole week. Last but not least, I want to thank all of you for your patience in listening to my sharings and for all the encouragements. I'm most humbled and blessed. Let's close with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord, for this time where we can learn from thy word, O God, and to be reminded, Lord, of all that you have taught us. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this very important topic on guard our hearts. I just commit, O God, each and every one of us unto you, that you break down thy word further, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.